The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work,
when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Okay, buddy, start playing!
Smell, let me smell the flavor and taste the behavior, the way you've been kicking it while the hump stove was lamping, fishing and camping.
What's up, fellas? This is Game Boy. I'd like to welcome you to another exciting edition of the Game Club for Men, where real men talk about real shit. Let me ask you a question. When I say the word trick, whose face comes to mind? Is it one of your homies that's always blowing his money on a new piece of pussy? Or is it you? Did your face come to mind when I said trick? If so, then you definitely need to check out today's show, because we're going to be exploring the topic of, or the ideology of, it ain't tricking if you got it. Now let me explain what that means for you, those of you who may not know. It ain't tricking if you got it, translated, basically means if you can afford to pay your rent and still have money left over for pussy, then basically you're not a trick. So what's up, fellas? Is tricking still something to be ashamed of? Or are we living in a different time where tricking is cool? Before we get into that, I'd like to let you know that the Game Club is all about you. You control the content on the show. So what I need you to do, if you have any questions, any comments, if you'd like to hear a particular subject on a future show, if you think I'm totally off base with anything I'm saying, hit me up at askgameboy@yahoo.com. That's askgameboy@yahoo.com. I also like to let you know that the Game Club is available on iTunes now. So you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and the show will be automatically downloaded into your iPod. So take advantage, fellas. And when you hit me up on the email, let me know your name and where you're from. And if you need to be anonymous, let me know that too. Now, I want to define the word trick, because I'm hearing the word trick on the streets. I'm hearing it on these rap songs. And a lot of you brothers have the word trick misconstrued, because you're calling women tricks. And women are not tricks. Women can be hoes, but they are not tricks. The man is the trick. The word trick goes back to the pimping and hoeing culture. It goes back decades and decades. Basically, the trick is a John. A hoe finds a trick, collects money from him, the trick or the John, and she's just turned a trick, if you get what I'm saying. So a trick is basically a John. He spends money for sexual gratification. So let's fast forward to present day. We've taken a subculture of pimping and hoeing, and we've brought it to the mainstream in 2007. And so now you have brothers bragging about being tricks. What the fuck? Let me let you in on a little secret, fellas. Now that you're down with the Game Club, let me run a little something by you that you may not have known. All my young players, you may want to get a pen or a pencil. All my old school players, you may want to listen to this too, because you may not know. But when you get with a woman, she puts you in one of two categories. You're either a provider or a lover. Let me repeat that. When you get with a woman, you're either her provider or you're her lover. And guess what, fellas? When a woman has a provider, or a trick, she's still going to be on the lookout for a lover. Let me repeat that. When a woman has a provider, she's still looking for a lover. Now, it's very rare, but a woman can actually find both of these qualities in one man. Like I said, it's rare, but you can be a lover and a provider. Hopefully, a lot of you married brothers out there are a lover and a provider. Unfortunately, a lot of you are only providers. And when you're a provider, you do not have that woman exclusively. You do not have her in check. She's not really yours because she's still looking for a lover. Now, what does that mean? The provider pays the bills. The lover beats that pussy up and doesn't spend any money. His sole purpose is just to beat the pussy up. As a player, you always want to be a lover. Let's be clear. What that translates into is, while a provider is out earning the money, busting his ass at work, the lover is beating the bottom out that pussy. And let me let you brothers in on another secret. A lot of the pimps, the gigolos, the players, these guys out here that have a ton of game, have been providers, have been tricks at some point in their lives. Ironically, the best pimps, players, and gigolos have been tricks. And what this means to you is that if you've been playing the provider role, you can actually turn this around. And that's the purpose of this podcast. So listen up, brothers. What they eventually did is realize their penis power and flip the game on the women who were previously running the game on them. There's a sister by the name of Alexis Tyler who speaks on the issues of penis power. And I suggest that you go to YouTube and type in penis power and check out what this lady has to say, because a lot of you brothers need to hear the message that she's speaking of, because a lot of you are placing all the value on the pussy and aren't placing any value on yourself as a man. Because if you're paying for pussy, you're basically saying that I'm not a confident man, I don't have any balls. You're replacing currency with your manhood. You cannot be a trick and a player at the same time. And that's what I need to get you young brothers to see, because you're being influenced by this music and everything and these images on TV. And a lot of you have the trick mentality. You're never going to be a player because you can't get the trick out of you. To say it ain't tricking if you got it, that's almost like saying you're not a crackhead if you got it. Take, for example, Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston had long paper from all the songs she made in the 80s and 90s. But damn it, that bitch is a crackhead. Ain't no denying that. I don't mean to diss Whitney, because Whitney's cool with me. But you know damn well, Whitney is a crackhead. And she's got the money to spend on her crack, but she's a crackhead. So I make this point just to show you that you are what you are with or without money. You are what you are. And quit listening to these rappers for your game, man. You're saying it ain't tricking if you got it, and you calling women tricks. You got the whole game misconstrued, man. These rappers these days are screwing your head up. And don't get me wrong, I'm not anti-hip-hop at all. I still listen to some of it, but I was really a big hip-hop junkie back in the day, the late 80s, the 90s. Hip-hop was a lifestyle back then, but you know, now it's turned to wrestling, man, so you can't really take it too seriously, you know what I'm saying? And actually, the first person I heard say it ain't tricking if you got it was a rapper. And I believe this can be credited to the Birdman, who's the CEO of Cash Money Records. You know, the record label that put out Lil Wayne, Juvenile, all those from New Orleans. Back in 2001, they signed Mac-10, a West Coast rap artist, to Cash Money. And he put out one album and it kind of flopped. But Mac 10, I believe the name of the album was Banger Ball, but he had a skit on there with the Birdman, and they were talking about how they go to different cities or whatnot, and they pay for pussy and they don't have a problem with it. And the Birdman said, it ain't tricking if you got it. And I think he's the one that can be credited for this ridiculous ideology of tricking. And since then, I think he started an epidemic, because I don't think you can get a record deal now if you don't say it ain't tricking if you got it on your songs. All these little songs like Pop Lock and Drop It. I can't even name all these little wax songs. I don't even listen to the radio anymore. But listen to them. They will all say that phrase in there or somehow hint around to it. And what's up with this cat T-Pain, man? Is he the king of the simps or what, man? Take a listen to this bullshit.
What's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a train. I'm T-Pain. You know me. Convict music, nappy boy. I know the club goes at 3. What's the chance of you rolling with me? Back to the crib. Show you how I live. Let's get drunk and forget what we did. I'ma buy you a train.
This cat went from falling in love with a stripper at the damn strip club, tricking off his paycheck, to going, now he's at the regular club now, buying girls drinks and shit. He's begging them to buy him drinks and shit, which is a fucking no-no. Don't, fellas, don't buy no fucking girls no drinks at the fucking club, man. But he's begging to buy these bitches drinks, and he's telling them he's got money in the bank. I mean, he's letting them know I'm planning on tricking on your ass. I got plenty of money to trick. This dude is tricking on every damn song he put out, man. But the dude's making money on this bullshit, man. Women love this book. They love to hear this simping shit. They don't want a simp, but they love the fantasy of thinking that they'll catch a simp. You get what I'm saying? And you don't want to be that simp. Sometimes you need a verbal bitch slap to get you back in check. But you listen to this bullshit, and you're at the club doing the young jock dance with a little chick on the dance floor trying to get your groove on, and this shit is seeping through your pores, man. All this simp music, and it's infecting you like the plague, man. You gotta come with the antivirus, man. That's why you gotta tune into the Game Club, man. It's like the antivirus. It's the serum that's gonna cure you of this simp shit, man. But I felt the need to address this issue because brothers are emailing the Game Club and they're asking me questions about their girl, but when I'm reading their emails, man, they're coming off as tricks from Jump Street, man. You can't really turn that around. When you start off as a trick, that's the way you're gonna end, man. I was on this popular message board and they were asking a question. As a matter of fact, let me give BGOL a shout out. What's up, BGOL? Game Boy hollering at you. But anyway, this brother was asking a question on this board. Is it tricking if a girl that he met online, he stayed in New York, she stayed in Los Angeles? Would it be tricking if he flew her in from Los Angeles to New York? And the answer to that was, hell yeah, that's tricking, man. You don't know this girl from a can of paint, but you're gonna fly her across country. I mean, that's like a 6-hour flight, man. You gotta be spending close to a grand on some shit like that. But anyway, that's not the point. You know, he showed a little picture of this chick, and she was pretty fly, man. But he posed the question, and there was at least 10 dudes that responded with, it ain't tricking if you got it. There was replies on here, and that's all they dropped on there. It ain't tricking if you got it. And you could tell they got this bullshit from these rappers, man. They had no idea what the hell they saying. They just responding with this bullshit that's been programmed in their brain. And I thought that was so ridiculous, man, that people would actually give him that advice. It ain't tricking if you got it. And that's what inspired me to do this thread today, on top of the emails I've been getting. There's no way that you can get your game up, fellas, without first getting this trick shit deprogrammed out of your head. As a matter of fact, let's go straight to the listener email. This email is exactly the type of shit I'm talking about. And let me warn you, I get some wild emails, and I'm going to be reading them on the show. So let's get into it. Y'all ready? Listener emails. Now, this email comes from Mark from San Antonio. Mark from San Antonio. What's up, San Antonio? Holla at your boy. Mark writes, "Dear Game Boy." Come on, Mark. I'm your homie, man. You ain't got to get all formal like I'm interviewing you for a job, man. Keep it gangster, man. What's up, Game Boy? What's up? "Dear Game Boy, I'm having problems with my girl. Well, she's not my girl, but I've known her for 4 months. She has a man and complains that he never does anything for her. So I tried to treat her right. Almost every weekend, we would go to the mall, and I would buy her a new outfit or a nice pair of shoes to make her feel good. But if I ask her if she wants to hang out after the mall, she just wants me to take her home. I can't even get a kiss from this girl, much less the ass. Oh, shit. So the last time we went to the mall, right before I dropped her off, I pulled my dick out, but it didn't really get any reaction from her, so I grabbed her hand and put it on my dick. I figured I had nothing to lose, and I was going to see if anything was jumping off. She lives with a man, and we were right in front of her building." I didn't even know y'all had buildings in San Antonio. That sounds like some New York talk right there. But okay. "She kind of freaked out and ran into her building, and I haven't talked to her since. She won't respond to my text messages, so I've kind of stopped hounding her. But I'm wondering, is there any way to turn this situation around? Signed, Mark from San Antonio." Man, they say truth is stranger than fiction. I ain't even gonna get into the part where you pulled your dick out, man. You could have caught a charge for that bullshit, man. What the fuck were you thinking? That was on some Justin Timberlake, like my dick in a box type move, though, wasn't it? That Justin Timberlake thing that was on the internet. "It's my dick in a box." Damn, homie put his dick out for real, and it wasn't even a chick that he was fucking. Oh, shit. Hold on. I'm supposed to be answering this in a professional manner, so let me tone it down a bit. Go back and read some of your own. Go back and read your own email, Mark. Common sense will tell you some of the errors that you made, bruh. As I was saying earlier in the show, Mark, women put you in one of two categories, bruh. They put you in lover or provider. And what's ironic here is that a woman will usually live with her provider and creep with the lover. See, women like a provider because they provide a sense of security. And women like the security, but they don't really respect the provider. The woman may have absolutely no respect for you, but she wants that security. Now, Mark, you really fucked up here, man, because you could have been the lover, but you started pimping backwards. See, women look for patterns, man. They look for patterns. If you start off being an asshole in the beginning and a woman still chooses to accept you, she's gonna accept that you're gonna be an asshole throughout the relationship, man. If you start off spending your money at the beginning of a relationship, that's what she's gonna come to expect. So instead of beating that pussy up, you were taking her to the mall, bruh. Wrong move, Mark. So we've switched roles here. You were the provider, and her lover was at home. The boyfriend was the lover, or maybe she had another lover on the street, who knows? But regardless, you played the role as the provider. You were the trick, Mark. This young lady probably never even found you attractive, man. She saw from Jump Street that you were going to break bread, and she used you for that accordingly. And I hope you see that now. There's no way you could possibly even go to being a lover now. You didn't even get a kiss, man, within 4 months, man. I mean, you should have got way past the kiss within 4 months, bruh. Shit, when she's got a man and you playing a lover role, you gotta hit that ass within the first week, Mark. You gotta move in fast, you gotta hit that ass hard, and you gotta leave an impression, man. That's how you become the lover. This is tough love, Mark. I got love for you, bruh. You a brother in the game club now. But I gotta hit you with the tough love, bruh. You know, I gotta give it to you. See, I made mistakes in the game too, Mark. I'm hoping that you're a young cat making mistakes like this. Because it's kind of hard to teach old dogs new tricks. I hope you're not in your 30s or 40s, man. If you're still around like the age of 18, 20 or so, man, you can lick your wounds and recoup, man. But see, I made mistakes, but I learned from my mistakes. And I look at mistakes that you learn from, I look at that as experience. It's not really mistakes, because you learn from your mistakes and you come out harder the next time. And that's what you got to do, Mark. You got to lick your wounds and come out harder the next time, bruh. You can't take a chick to the mall that you not fucking, man. Even if you are fucking her, man, I wouldn't take a chick I was fucking to the mall. But you weren't even hitting it. You can't change your game in the ninth inning, Mark. You already blew this one, man. How you start is how you finish. This one's over. I don't even want to talk about the bread you broke on this chick, Mark. Here's the thing, fellas. If y'all gonna trick, why don't y'all get some for sure pussy? Why don't y'all just go get a prostitute? I don't endorse that. I don't. Prostitution is a married man's game when you're not trying to fuck up wifey at home. Ain't no reason a single man should go to a prostitute. But I'm saying, for you brothers that are going to listen to this podcast and still choose to be a trick, why would you trick your money off of some pussy that you're not even getting? Take a fraction of that money and go get you a hooker and get some for real pussy, some for real head, man. Y'all are really fucking up the game. Oh, man, Mark, you got me worked up on that one, man. You took an L, kid, but like I said, it's millions of women out here, so you got to look at the bright side. It's millions of more chances you got. Come back stronger on the next run, Mark, okay? And leave your damn dick in your pants, man. How you think that make your mama look at her job when you got your dick out in the car in front of company? You know your mama would have tore you up if she would have saw that. She would have took the belt off. Put your dick in your goddamn pants. I'm not a therapist, man. I can't even get into that part where you pulled your dick out, bro. But gain some confidence, man, and quit trying to buy these chicks' affection. Thanks for the email. Good luck with that, Mark. Here's how I need you fellas to look at it. How many of y'all play John Madden? You know, the video game, like on PS2, PS3, whatever, Xbox. You ever notice how the player that you're controlling in John Madden has a glowing ring around him to let you know that that's the player that you're controlling in the game? When you go out into society, you have a imaginary glowing ring around you, just like the players in John Madden do. And that's our comfort zone, our own little personal space. But the player you are controlling is you. And the joystick is your mind, your brain, your game. And when you go out in public and see an attractive young woman, she has an imaginary glowing line around her too. When you go up and meet that young woman and introduce yourself and get to know her and your comfort levels come down, your circles actually start to join. They start to merge. So now you're standing in one circle, one glowing circle together in unison. That's what you call chemistry. That's what you call attraction. Now, when a person is a trick, when a person is a provider, he has his circle and the woman has her circle. And those circles never merge. They always remain individual circles. She has hers, he has his. And what he's doing is basically throwing his money into her circle. Of course she's going to accept the money, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you take free money? But the circles never merge. The chemistry never develops. He's just basically throwing his money into her circle, and she's gladly accepting it. You put up with a person for a little while just to accept a few free perks, wouldn't you? That doesn't mean that you necessarily like them. She accepts the money, but she does not accept you. See, the thing is, fellas, you can go out here and get all the numbers that you want to in the world. Until the woman has accepted you, until she chooses you, you don't have a woman yet. The hardest thing for me to get men to see is that your money and her affection are two different things. Because you buy a woman a drink at the bar doesn't mean that she likes you. That doesn't mean that she's going to give you some pussy that night. So you ask, well, gay boy, how do I know if I'm tricking? Ask yourself this question. The next time you're out and you spend money on a woman, ask yourself, am I spending this money because I'm trying to get her pussy? If the answer is yes, put your motherfucking wallet right back in your pocket. Don't spend another fucking dime. Only spend your money when you're out having a good time and when you're enjoying the other person's company. No more, no less. Women can sense when you're spending money because you're trying to get her pussy. And when this happens, you've already lost the game. I hope I was ever able to drop a little bit of game on you. I'd like to remind you to take advantage of this podcast. It's all about you, brothers. Hit me up at askgameboy@yahoo.com. Askgameboy@yahoo.com. Hit me up with your questions, your comments, or any concerns you may have. Or like I said, if you feel like I'm tripping, hit me up and let me know. It's all good. It's all love. We all brothers in the struggle. And don't forget, the Game Club is now available on iTunes. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes and it will be automatically downloaded into your iPod. I'm glad you players were able to hang out with me for a second at the Game Club. This wraps up another edition of the Game Club. My name is Game Boy. I'll holler at you on the flip side. Peace. Gonna tell the whole world Mr. Payne is back, so get them things out. You better lock up your house and tell the cops they let the animals out. Break bread, nigga. Can you dig it? Can you dig it?